I've got three works in the show. Two of them are two self-portraits. Well, they're all self-portraits. But there's two drawn self-portraits that are just ink on Archer's paper, but all written out of small text. So each of the images of my self-portraits there, they all involve text. All three of them involve text. The first image is called "It's Been a Bad Day, Please Don't Take My Picture." It's a REM song line about people, you know, when they have really crap days, people decide to come and take photos of you. You know, you've got the media and stuff in your face. So these images are often, you know, are dealing with personal stuff for me. You know, the work's very much about sort of my identity, but the first one's about anger and extreme anger, and you know, there's a lot of really bad swear words, but I was actually sort of in an angry place at the time, and it was my way of, it was very therapeutic doing that work. But you know, it's sort of these lines, you know, on my face and everything were all made out of, you know, really ugly words. And so it's sort of almost the, you know, the baggage that we carry around with us, that mark our face and line our face and give us character. So that was part of the particular, you know, the first one. And the second one is all about grief. It was about 6 weeks ago I lost my grandmother. And then shortly after that I lost a friend who was also, you know, one of the members of Propenow's daughter. And the second self-portrait is really very much about feelings of grief and sorrow and embedded grief around being, you know, the stolen generation relationships from my other grandmother, and you know, so there's a whole heap of grieving and sorrow and sadness, and you know, even anger as well in those particular in that particular image. And then the third image, which is there's nine photocopies. Over the photocopies, I've written text again. Some of them are, you know, song words from different songs, but sort of sum up a place that I'm in. They're all very quite dark. So there's self-portraits of me, and then there's acetate sort of overlaying these images. And they're almost like, to me, they looked a bit like x-rays. And so I've called them x-rays of my soul, because that's how I feel. You know, there's this shapeshifter underneath it. And it's me in various, you know, there'll be, you know, I might have four or five eyes in some of the images, and but it's very much about this sort of deep inner dark and almost this inner demon that sort of sometimes, you know, we have inside us at particular times. So I was sort of trying to, you know, talk about sort of the notions of, you know, sadness and depression and anger and, you know, that get trapped inside us. So I was sort of almost trying to give them a visual appearance, but sort of, you know, with using my own self-portrait. The trademark of my artwork is pink, so it was also quite challenging to use no colour in my work. Pink in my work previously was very much about the candy-coated history of Australia we're taught. It's about how if you coat anything, you know, anything horrible, bad enough, it becomes palatable. You know, if you sugarcoat anything, you know, enough, it can become palatable. And it's sort of about artificiality and, you know, fakeness of the world and the history of Australia that we're taught. So that's sort of where I was coming from with the pink. And I don't know, sometimes I just feel that the pink, and particularly with this series of work, because they were so personal and they are about dark subject matters, that I think the pink might have actually detracted and maybe lightened the works too much. For me, drawing was a challenge. To me, a lot of the stuff in my visual diary isn't finished enough to be presented, you know, as a work on the wall. And, you know, so to have these works in a drawing show has been very challenging for me. And because it's a media that I've not used. I mean, I'm particularly, you know, mostly known for, you know, painting and sculpture. Recently moved into photography, and then I'd sort of been drawing onto photographs, and that was sort of probably the easier way I could have gone. I could have drawn on these photos and put them in the show, but I wanted to do real drawings. I've actually developed, you know, a body or a series that I can continue. You know, I've got these self-portraits with text that I think are really quite strong, and you know, I've already can see how I can develop them further. You know, actually create newer works, and I like working with in series that are dealing with different elements that are within a person. You know, we're talking about, you know, anger, grief. You know, there'll be one about probably about happiness, one's about being a mother, you know, one's about being a lover, you know, all these kind of, you know, being a wife, you know, might do one about my relationship with my mother and my father, and, you know, and that's, you know, a lot of my works previously, especially my text work, I do tell little stories about my relationships with people or things, you know, or how I'm feeling. So I've been working on one with my eyes closed. It's very much about dreams, but not so much, you know, or dreaming, but more about, you know, metaphysical sort of side of dreaming and, you know, thinking about the future and, you know, a whole range of stuff and sort of unpacking that idea of dreaming and sleeping. But, you know, and I talk very much, a lot of my works deal with body lines and, you know, scarification marks of my people, because, again, you know, they had just these straight linear designs, and I've just always been quite obsessed with the line. And that's also, you know, I've made sure I put all the text in lines, because you'll always see stuff in straight lines, not so much with the, you know, the actual self portraits made out of text, but the sort of photocopied images. You know, the text is all about lines and, you know, song lines and that relationship with the line. That, you know, very much comes from my country, because their body paint was all just straight lines. I'm a Kabi Kabi woman, or a Gubbi Gubbi woman from the Sunshine Coast, but I also have connections with the Gamilaroi and Wiradjuri people of New South Wales. But I grew up in Roma, Western Queensland, which is the same sort of area that Laurie, one of the other artists from Proper Now, came from. I've got these connections with different countries, but I technically still live in country where I live in Brisbane. So, you know, for me it's good to be, you know, back in country every day. So, yeah, the Sunshine Coast, the particular area where my family are from, is the sort of Mullaney, is the Blackall Ranges, which is Mullaney, sort of Mapleton, right down to Noosa. And, you know, Noosa was sort of where my family came from. So that, you know, very much influences my work as well. And, you know, some of the works I've done have actually talked about the way my land's been destroyed for tourism, or I call it terrorism. You know, over the years I've been inspired by a lot of artists, and people come in and out of your life that inspire you. Many members of Proper Now inspire me. Of course, Jennifer Hurd will always be a big influence and inspiration to me, because we work very closely together, and, you know, I feel we have a very much a mother and daughter relationship. And, you know, my family are very inspirational to me. Particularly, you know, one of my biggest inspirations is my Nana, who's passed on, not the one that recently passed on. I mean, she's still a very big inspiration, but, and, you know, my Indigenous Nana, who was very important to me, and I feel still guides me in many ways. So she, you know, they're things that really inspire me. But, you know, I mean, there are always artists. I mean, you know, I've always been inspired by the work of Andy Warhol and this Destiny Deacon. You know, artists like that are also inspirational. I loved Lynn Onus, and he very much, you know, helped me set up my first ever solo exhibition. You know, Laurie Nielsen also would be an inspiration again, because he works with me closely as well. Vernon's very positive in that aspect as well. And I mean, you know, you can't help but be inspired by Vernon Arkey's work. I mean, it's not just his work, but it's him as a person as well. You know, he's an amazing speaker. He's an amazing role model. And probably Judy Watson's also another artist that's very much inspired me. Yeah, so, you know, art is a very selfish act, you know, the making of art, and it's about look at me, look at me, look at me all the time. And so I think, I guess, it's the one way, you know, where I can kind of go, this is me. And I often use it just to reground me.